Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Friday here on this program, you know what that means? We have got a lot of news, including SmackDown tonight, Rampage tonight. Rampage already taped. We'll give you the lineup and other results. You can watch the show tonight to find out what happens. SmackDown, of course, is live tonight, and believe it or not, we actually have some segments announced for the show. So we'll tell you about that here today. WWE injuries, Hiroshi Tanahashi re-signing with New Japan, Sonny arrested again, the ratings for Dynamite, and more. And of course, yesterday, the new edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter came out, and we have four new entrants into the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame, three acts of which, Los Bravos is one of the acts. It's three guys. But anyway, the top three, all going into the Hall of Fame with more than 80% of the vote. Okada going in with 92% of the vote. So there were 8% of voters that do not believe Okada is a Hall of Famer. I don't want to talk about it, but we will talk about Okada going in and the guy who almost went in with 59.7% of the vote. Last year, he only got 33%. Some very interesting results in the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame voting. So we'll talk about that here on the show today and so much more. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. Brian at WrestlingObserver.com. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Back in a moment to kick it off, Observer Live.
Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, get me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
We're a couple of accountants short.
He needs WhipSmart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I'm Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The Wrestling Observer Newsletter Hall of Fame 2022 edition is out. Thank God. On the front page of the Wrestling Observer newsletter website, WrestlingObserver.com, F4WOnline.com. Subscribers can read the whole thing. Bunch of great bios in there. A lot of great stories. And you can see how everybody who was on the ballot for the Observer Hall of Fame did. And spoiler here, Hall of Fame balloting results. The four acts going into the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame in 2022. Kazuchika Okada, 92% of the vote. Los Brazos went in with 86% of the vote, having only gotten 53% of the vote last year. Jim Crockett Jr. went in, 82% of the vote, after only getting 36% of the vote last year. Don Owen going in 61% of the vote after getting 53% of the vote last year. But the jumps for Jim Crockett Jr. and Los Brazos, particularly Jim Crockett Jr., I mean, bruh, what happened this year? What happened?
46%, and look, it's
36%. Percent.
Well, I know.
To 82.
That's what I'm saying. A 46% jump. And look at the jump that Los Brazos has. And you hate to put it this way, but it is put this way mostly, the death bump. And Jim Crockett Jr. passed away. Los Brazos de Plata, Super Porky, passed away last year. When that happens, a lot of times, a lot of light gets shed on somebody's career, and especially the positives of one's career, and people tend to look at other people in a different way. I think a great example of this to me, at least my personal example of this, is always Eddie Guerrero, in that I always kind of point to Chris Benoit. It always surprised me, not that Benoit was in before Eddie Guerrero, but that Eddie Guerrero's point total and that his vote total was so low. That's what always surprised me. He ultimately did get in after he had passed away and people had their warm, fuzzy memories. Obviously, that tends to take place. We see a great jump. What also, I think, pushed some of these numbers was the fact that there were going to be some people that were going to fall off the ballot. Ole Anderson, Sergeant Slaughter, they were two of the people, and we saw a big bump up in Sergeant Slaughter as well, too. It's only 5%, but when you look at some of his numbers over the last several years, you can see where he did get a significant bump. But when it comes to a lot of Hall of Fames, including the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Hall of Fame, especially when it comes to the Baseball Hall of Fame here in America, it always drives me nuts when there is somebody that is such an obvious no-brainer and you still have people as members of the voting community that just refuse to put somebody in for whatever reason. And Kazuchika Okada was a no-brainer. Kenta Kobashi, the year he went in, was a absolute no-brainer, and no one will probably ever touch Kobashi's vote total at this point with the, what was it, Brian, 96%? What was he voted in with, 98%?
Kind of got 90, who are you talking about, Kobashi or?
Kobashi.
Kobashi was 98.
Yeah, Kobashi was 98, Liger was 95, Okada was 92. I'm still trying to figure out who would not vote for Kazuchika Okada. What is the excuse? Because he's still active, because he's too young? I think that's absolute craziness. By the letter of what you're supposed to be voting on, Kazuchika Okada, like all of those other men, no-brainer Hall of Famers. I mean, even The Rock in some ways, because of 2007, you could even almost argue against him possibly in some way a lot easier to me than you could go against Kazuchika Okada, and I think that's insanity in itself. But
well, listen, we don't know who all the voters are, but I do know that when Dave kind of sort of revealed that Okada was going in on Accident on Observer Radio, I mean, he did say that he did not get 100% of the vote, and he had heard from a few people that didn't vote for Okada, and I believe his exact words were, "There wasn't one good reason."
I couldn't see it myself. Can't see it myself. Can you? Can you come up with a good, solid reason?
Listen,
of course
not. I've been watching wrestling for a long time. I've watched wrestling from all over the world. I haven't obviously seen everything, but I've watched a lot. And Okada is either, he is either the greatest professional wrestler I have ever seen, or he's easily top five. When he had that run a couple of years ago, I watched those Okada matches, and I grew up with Shawn Michaels and Ric Flair, and I've seen Kobashi and Misawa and Omega. Name anyone you want in this.
Dude, Tanahashi.
Any huge name. Tanahashi. Like, I've seen all of them, okay? I never saw somebody who was as good as Okada. Okay, fine. So maybe you say, well, he's not the best. You know, I think Ric Flair's the best or whatever. Okay, fine. He's not a Hall of Famer? Bro.
It's crazy.
Of course he's a Hall of Famer. So he's in, and Los Brazos, Jim Crockett Jr., Don Owen, all in. Poor Mystico. Poor Caristico. Listen, here's the thing with Mystico, everybody. If you're looking at the Hall of Fame, and, you know, Mystico, yes, he went to WWE, and it was an abject, horrific failure, okay? But you guys, some of you don't understand how big Mystico was before he went to WWE. Find the last luchador that won Wrestler of the Year. Oh, you never will, because he's the only one ever who did. He was a massive draw, a mainstream name in Mexico. Now, obviously, a lot of people only remember he went to WWE and he didn't do well and he wasn't very good and he sucked and he just was gone. But he went to WWE. They don't know what to do with anybody. So anyway, the point is, he got 59.7% of the vote this year after getting 33% last year. And so essentially, one person didn't vote for Mystico, and he did not make it into the Hall of Fame.
Every
sucks
vote
to
counts.
Be that guy.
Yeah, hey, look.
Yeah, every vote counts, bros.
It's wild. We're going into, what, 17, 18 years now since Mystico was at his peak. But, I mean, and I know, look, there are some people listening to us right now. They weren't even born yet when Mystico was at his peak. But it was appointment television. Any of the CMLL shows, especially, what was it, the next, a couple days later out, Channel 52, where it would come on. And, I mean, it was appointment television, Friday night appointment television because of Mystico. He was that big. He was that good. He was that big of a star. I mean, it was amazing how big Mystico was and how much he crossed over. So I don't know if he ever makes it in. I think he ultimately will. But that damage of going to WWE, I mean, that absolutely hurt him. It hurt him big time. Now, also, too, back to Jim Crockett Jr., the big boost that he got. Granted, I am a little bit biased, you know, with the Mid-Atlantic stuff. But to me, he was always unnaturally low, to be frank with you. I mean, Jim Crockett Jr. and his father, you could argue, could have went in the initial class. Obviously, they didn't, but I think both of them being in the Cadillac of wrestling territories, what he was able to oversee, at the end of the day, everybody died. every promoter died at the hands of Vince McMahon, every single last one of them. Every booker, as we see now with Vince McMahon, who at the end of the day, no matter what he wants to call himself, that's how everybody who was ever involved in wrestling will look at him. He's the final say. He's the booker. You see what he's turning into right now. What a mess. What an embarrassment that is with his vision right now, frankly. So I think sometimes we hold that against some of these older promoters like Jim Crockett Jr., who had the Cadillac of wrestling territories. Literally, it was the best wrestling territory, and his biggest cities were Charlotte, Greensboro, Norfolk, and Roanoke, for heaven's sake. So, you know, I always thought he was way low. But you know what? Bottom line, at the end of the day, he's in. And I think there are some people that may never get in that deserve to be in. But everybody that is in absolutely deserves their place. So congratulations to everybody.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.